You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, the best of series.
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Woohoo! Before we dive into this week's best of episode, I wanted to let you know that the doors for the Yummy Mummy experience are open. So go to lauraconley.com. Click work with me and get yourself a seat. Doors close April 16th, and that is the same day that we start. So hurry on over there, save your seat, and let's go. Let's lose weight for the last time using the Yummy Mummy method, which is new and different. It is not like anything else you've ever tried. So how is it new and different? Well, we balance your hunger hormones in order to lose weight for the last time. We do a custom plan. This is not a one size fits all, babe. Nope, it's not. This is designed for you and your lifestyle. We create it together. It is systematized and it is just for you. There's no counting. There's no measuring. You don't have to work out if you're not already working out, and or you could stop it, I guess, if you hate it. There's no macros. None of that BS. That's not sustainable, right? How else? Neuroplasticity. We literally change your brain. If you feel like you know all of the things, but you just can't get yourself to follow through, it's because you have to rewire your brain using this method. We also learn how to feel our feelings. I didn't know this, but I was an emotional eater, and that was part of the reason I didn't weigh what I wanted. I would grab for a handful of nuts when I was bored, or I'd eat a second cupcake because the party just wasn't that fun and the cupcake would make it more fun, but it wasn't serving me. So I learned how to feel instead of eat. And you might not be a big like binge eater, but if you are not using food for what it is for most of the time, it's going to be impossible to weigh what you want. So come learn how to feel your feelings. It's really not that hard. We also have daily loving accountability. So we are checking in on you every single day to make sure you are creating what it is you want to create. And then the last reason as to why it's new and different is because we learn how to love ourselves. We become our own bestie and we have fun along the way. We're not white knuckling till the end. This actually can be a very enjoyable experience. One that you don't ever want to quit. So come on in, go to lauraconley.com. It is guaranteed. You either lose weight or your money back. And the reason I give that money back guarantee is because I know you've tried all the things. I know you feel like you failed. Like, why is this going to work? No one has ever asked for their money back because guess what? This works. You are not a special unicorn, babe. You're not. I thought I was. All my clients think that they are coming in and you know what? They use this methodology and they lose weight for the last time and they're not a special unicorn. So borrow my belief in you. Really, that's a thing you can do. You can borrow my belief that you can do this. I know you can do this. I'm going to hold your hand the whole way. That's why it's so important to have a coach so that I can cheer you on. I can show you your blind spots and we can solve for those blind spots in the future. This really is the permanent solution. This is the last time. So head over to lauraconley.com, click work with me. There's even a button over there if you want to book a call and talk through your decision. Like if you're on the fence, it's no pressure, it's not slimy. It's just a fun, casual conversation that you and I get to have. So hurry on over. I'll see you inside. We start April 16th, just in time for the summer and really the rest of your life. Okay, I love you. Have the best week ever. I just want to be able to eat normally. Have you ever said that to yourself? I just want to eat like a regular person. Have you ever heard yourself say that in your head? Yes? No? Maybe? Something along those lines? My guess is it's a yes. Okay, let's do our fun little fact and then let's do a client comment. So the fun little fact for the day. Have you guys heard of my challenge that I'm doing with my family? It's called 21 and 21. So it means 21 nights in the wilderness in 2021 with our whole family. And I don't mean like whole as in big. I mean like whole as in we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So one of our first weekends was going to be, well, I think you guys heard about this 2 or 3 weekends ago. And my son got a cold, so we didn't go, which was totally fine. And then this weekend we were supposed to go away. But then my best friend said, hey, do you want to go to the Four Seasons? And I was like, yes, yes, I do. So we're not going camping this weekend. So our goal of 21 and 21 is just stalling out weekend by weekend. I'm like a hotel person. You guys know how there's like bag people. They like Louis Vuittons. And then there's like, I don't know, car people and jeans people. I'm like a hotel person. It is like my favorite thing in the history of the world. I love hotels. I love nice hotels. I love hotel beds. I love hotel baths. I love all the things about hotels. I love hotel pools. I love hotel hot tubs. I love hotel cocktails. Very into hotels. So yes, sorry, Mueller State Park, 2 hours away from where I live. I don't even know where it is. I just know it's 2 hours south. Sorry. We will have to visit you another time because the Four Seasons is calling. So that's my random fun fact. I want to tell you guys about my client comment that came from my client, Alicia. She just slid into my DMs the other day. And because I had posted this quote that was like, worry is a really shitty use of your imagination. Isn't that a fun quote? Worry is a shitty use of your imagination. It's totally true. My boyfriend from high school used to say, worry's like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Anyway, so my client Alicia had hearted and like sent me a DM being like, oh my God, I love this quote. And I was like, oh my God, I love you. And then she was like, you too. You are amazing. You are changing my life. And then she goes on to say, even if I only got what I've gotten so far. So she's like now 6 weeks into the program. She says, even if I've only got what I've gotten so far, this is the best money I have ever spent. What? The best money I have ever spent. She's already gotten a lot. She's already lost a lot of weight, but she is going to be blown away by what she gets in the remaining 6 weeks of our time together, because that's when it really integrates and it really gets dialed in. It just gets better and better and it gets more and more exponential. So let's talk about, I just want to be able to eat normally. Can you guys identify with this? I was so this girl. I was like, it's so unfair. I just want to be able to eat like everybody else eats and be thin. Here's what I want to talk about first. Everyone was like my husband and like my one friend. Okay. All of my other friends were pretty much wrapped up with me in yo-yo dieting and diet mentality and drama. Okay. Everyone was literally two people in my life. I just want to be able to eat normally like everyone else. It's totally unfair. I think I've told you guys about the crying incident in the car with my husband with the croissants. I just felt like it was so unfair and I just wanted to eat normally. So let's also then break down what is normal. Okay, so I actually Googled it. Google says it means usual, typical, or expected. I just want to be able to eat normal. So what is usual, typical, expected? What is normal in our culture? In our culture, it is normal to eat way too much food, to eat seconds, to eat thirds, to eat birthday cake at every single one of the people in your office's birthdays, which is like every other day. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm right. What is normal, usual, typical, expected? Other examples of this, going crazy on the weekends, right? Eating 4 pieces of pizza past the point of being sated until you're literally so stuffed. It is normal. What is normal? To have a boozy brunch filled with appetizers and desserts, even though our bodies don't need that. That really is genuinely normal in our culture. But I think when we're saying, I just want to be able to eat normally, we're thinking of our one thin friend who eats, and she probably doesn't overeat either. She's probably naturally thin and she eats a natural amount of food. And I'll go into that in a minute about natural versus normal. So I want to talk to you guys about how in our culture, it really is normal to eat way too much food. It is usual to do that. It is typical to do that. It's even expected to do that, right? If you don't have the birthday cake at your friend's party, somebody's going to say something to you because they have an expectation that you have it too. Most likely, they might not. So what is the purpose of food? We've kind of broken down what normal means. And we've also broken down the word everyone. I just want to be able to eat normal like everybody else. And so I also want to just talk about like the purpose of food. what is food? What is the point of food? I think in our culture, part of the point is to celebrate. Part of the point is to, like, I was just on a call with a client earlier today, and she was talking about how her parents were offering her daughter French fries because the French fries would make her feel better. How interesting is that? So I think that our culture also tells us and teaches us that the purpose of food is to celebrate, that we show our love through food, that the purpose of food is to make us feel better, that the purpose of food is, and fill in the blank for yourself. What have you been taught that the purpose of food is? But that's not what the real purpose of food is. The purpose of food is to fuel our bodies. Food is fuel. That is the actual point of food. Seriously, isn't that crazy? But of course, we're taught to use it for so many other reasons. And so then we do. And when we want to go to using food for fuel, we're kind of weird. We're like seen as unusual, atypical, not expected, abnormal. People are like, why aren't you having a mozzarella stick? Or why aren't you having the cupcake? And it's like, why are you having the cupcake? You literally just ate an appetizer, whatever, and a full 3-course meal. Why are you having the cupcake? Now, I don't mean any judgment. Now, if people are out eating the cupcakes and it's serving them to eat the cupcakes and they really want to eat the cupcakes, I don't care. But I think we're asking the wrong question when we're like, why aren't you eating this? Why aren't you having some? Huh? And oftentimes I think that's coming from maybe a little bit of jealousy or maybe a little bit of like, oh my God, are they doing something that I should be doing? Am I doing something wrong? Like that's normal, natural human behavior. So we don't have to be mad at the people when they question us because it is normal for people to question other people when the behavior is quote unquote abnormal. But I think that the real question is like, why are you eating the blah, blah, blah? Like fill in the blank. And again, I'm not suggesting that you get snarky with your friends and start a little tiff. No, but it's something for you to explore inside your brain. Do you want to be normal? That's my next question. Do you want to be normal in this one precious life of yours? I think about that and I'm like, I don't want to be normal. No, I want to be awesome and different and unique and extraordinary. And when we use food simply as fuel, and again, I'm not saying you don't go have your favorite cocktail on your birthday or when you're celebrating with your husband, you don't have a little bit of cake. I'm just saying that when we're 99% of the time using food for fuel, we actually end up creating a life that is extraordinary, a life that we really want. When I talk to my clients and I ask them, hey, what is it that you really want? They want to feel present. They want to feel alive. They want to feel confident. They want to go to the lake or the pool or the beach or the boat or whatever it is and just pop their bathing suit on and it not be a whole thing. That is extraordinary. It really is. And the work to get there is extraordinary. And that's what I want for myself. And that's what I want for my clients. So I really want you to question your brain if it keeps offering you the thought, the sentence in your brain of, hey, I just want to be able to eat normally like everybody else. So first of all, everyone else is not eating normally. They're not. Most people are eating the way that our culture tells them to, which is to overeat. And then most people, honestly, you guys, if you look at our culture, if you look around, most people are overweight. Seriously, most people, everyone is not your one friend. It's really not. So if you want to eat normally, that is fine. Just notice what you are choosing. When you eat normal, you will weigh a normal amount within our culture. If you eat what is normal within our culture, you will weigh what is normal in our culture, which is significantly overweight. Did you guys know it is normal to be obese? In our culture, in Western society, in the United States of America, it really is. Look up the stats. It is normal. And I'm just like, F that. I don't want that. I want to be healthy and alive and vibrant. And if that means saying no to the cupcake because I'm not hungry and that cupcake is not going to be fuel. And by the way, I genuinely don't even really want it. Sometimes I do, let's be honest. And sometimes I genuinely don't want it. Then no, I'm not in for that. I'm not signing up for normal. So when I started to question my brain around normal and everyone else, and I just want to eat like a regular person, I realized, no, I actually don't want that. What I want is an extraordinary life where I'm willing to do the work. So most people that do have an extraordinary life are willing to be uncomfortable. So healing all of what our culture teaches us will take a little bit of discomfort. But on the other side of that discomfort is, it's cliche, but is your dreams, is that extraordinary life, is the possibility of being able to go on vacation and come home and not feel like you need a vacation from your vacation. I cannot tell you how many vacations or weekends away I went and I came home and just felt like hungover for a week. Now I go on vacations, and vacations are what they are meant to be. They are fuel for my soul. They ground me. They give me the energy for the next month or the next week or the next 3 months or whatever the thing is. When I'm actually on vacation, I'm super present. I'm enjoying the scenery. I'm enjoying the cool once-in-a-lifetime experiences. I'm enjoying my kids getting to have once-in-a-lifetime experiences, or just really good uninterrupted conversation with my husband. That's extraordinary. But it does take some willingness to be uncomfortable to get that. And that's not forever. It's not permanent discomfort. It's temporary discomfort. And this is what's on the table for you. A normal life, which again, you guys, let me be very clear. There's nothing wrong with that. A normal life or an extraordinary life. Which one do you want? And in that extraordinary life, are you willing to say, you know what? I don't really want the cupcake. Even though your family's like, well, that's the way that I express love. Are you willing to have those hard conversations? And of course, I teach all my clients exactly how to have those conversations and exactly how to have. And I'll teach you guys on the podcast, the more and more you listen, the more and more you'll get that. But I teach you exactly how to do that. So it's not even that hard. And then you build that skill of having your own back and doing what you want and putting yourself at the top of the list. And then that translates to every other area of your life. It's so fun. It's like the back way in to removing people-pleasing behavior. It's so cool. That's what I want, is an extraordinary life where I get to be present and alive and vibrant and light and setting an example for my kids of what an extraordinary life can be, not a normal life, not what everybody else does. That's what I want you to question. That's your takeaway for the week. Do you find yourself saying, hey, I just want to be able to eat normally, or some rendition of that? And then can you question that? What is normal for me? What does normal really mean? Is that really what I want? Am I willing, if I don't want that, to go get my extraordinary life and for that to be a little uncomfortable? So that is what I will leave you with. Make sure you guys, you come to my website, lauraconley.com/work-with-me. If you want to get on the list to be included in the application process for the July round of the Yummy Mummy Experience. The Yummy Mummy Experience for May is sold out and it is off to an on fire, extraordinary start. I am so excited for all these yummy mummies to lose weight for the last time. And if you are one of them and you are listening, good freaking job. So excited for you. So honored to lead you on this journey. Have the best week ever. I'll talk to you guys next week. Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it, if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time and body drama and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.